interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Too good to be true. In Miami, 35-year-old man meets a woman in a bar. I don't know, I've seen the pictures of her on the surveillance video. She looks like she's a few years younger than him. She is dressed for a fun night out. 1:30 in the morning, inside the club.
Night's just getting started.
One of them has the idea to go back to his waterfront condo, have some more drinks, and to hang out. And the guy's, well, he's all for that. All right. So they have some drinks and back at his place. And for some reason, with this stunningly beautiful woman who is all keyed up and ready to party, for some reason, this only 35-year-old man falls asleep for a really, really long time. He didn't wake up until 10:30 the next morning. Not only was the girl gone, but so was his $200,000 watch collection. There's all kinds of video of the girl. But here's the great news. The guy does remember her name. She told him her name is Cynthia. So I'm sure
he's got a lot to go on.
I'm sure we can trust that information, yeah, that's her real name, and the cops will track her down.
It's funny, with a $200,000 timepiece, and he still didn't know what time it was, if you know what I'm saying. A teacher's aide at a middle school in North Carolina has been fired. Jason Oxentine was the athletic director and teacher's aide at a middle school there. And we say was because he's not working there anymore. A couple Fridays ago, he needed to move his truck from the back of the building around to the front. And he says, "Yay, I got a lot I'm doing right now. How about one of you middle schoolers move it for me? You know how to drive. You got to learn sometime. Jump in my truck and move it around to the front of the school." Well, one of the kids got in it and ended up moving the truck into three school buses. Kid doesn't know what exactly happened. Nobody really got hurt. All the buses were parked. There was no kids on the buses. But they said the damage to the buses was about $6,700 to fix the three buses. The teacher's truck is totaled, and he has lost his job. He got a ticket for giving his keys to a minor, too.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about a woman who, I don't know if she holds the record, but she's got to be up there, pretty close to it, as one of the oldest bank robbers of all time. This happened in New York Friday afternoon. Edna, 83 years old.
Edna.
Robbed the bank. Yeah, she did. She did. Actually, it was 10:30 in the morning. Afternoon, she's probably winding down for the at 83 years of age. Police responded to the bank at 10:38 in the morning when the alarm went off. Edna just left the bank with the loot, and she was later located walking down the street. Probably a half hour later, she probably made it a half of a block down the street. But anyway, they got her and they took her into custody. Now, there's so much detail to the story that we do not know. It does not say, the bank's not saying how she robbed the bank. What was she? Did she have a gun? Did she threaten to show a gun? Did she what? I mean, do you take that seriously, an 83-year-old lady, unless she's showing you a piece?
We're calling her the Werther's Bandit tonight at 5 o'clock on Channel 4.
Unless she is showing you a weapon, there's no way you're going to give her any money, right? I mean, you're just going to, Edna, come on, Edna. Let's just walk you out to your car right now, Edna.
Is your daughter here, Edna? Let me speak to her.
But if she's anything like my 82-year-old mom, she would have asked for it all in change. Hey, pennies, here's my coin purse. Fill up my coin purse or else.
I've got a lot of birthday cards to send, so I need $5 bills.
She was trying, and everything's got to be crisp, too.
Yes.
Edna, here's what we got. We got $1 million, but they're all wrinkled-up bills, or we can give you $40 in crisp bills. Oh, I want the crisp bills. No, I don't want that wrinkled-up money. She was charged with...
I thought John Quincy Adams should have been on a bill.
She was charged with first-degree robbery, a felony. And you know Edna was probably, at her age, all keyed up. A visit to the bank is always a bit... She was probably waiting outside that bank for a half hour before it opened, just for her opportunity to get in there.